In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We're looking at the readings from Sunday, Ezekiel 17, verse 22 to 24. Thus says the Lord, I too will take from the crest of the cedar, from its topmost branches, and tear off a tender shoot. That tender shoot is Israel. And I will plant it on a high and lofty mountain. That's Mount Zion. On the mountain heights of Israel, I will plant it. I shall put forth branches. It shall put forth branches and bear fruit. Hallelujah. And become a majestic cedar. Birds of every kind shall dwell beneath it, every winged thing in the shade of its boughs. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, bring low the high tree and bring high the low tree. Today, Israel is no longer low, but it is high in the favor of God. Are you a low tree today? Do you feel today that you are low and that you have nothing to give? I will lift high the lowly tree. That's you. I will lift high those that are lowly, those that are the least of my choice. Israel was the least of God's choice, and yet he chose to become man in this little country. Yes, he started with Abraham, with the covenant he made with Abraham, which is the covenant of faith. I shall wither up the green tree and make the withered tree bloom. Are you feeling like a withered tree today? He's going to make you bloom. Oh yes, you just need to turn to him. You just need to be with him. You just need to call on him. He is the Lord, and he loves you. He loves raising up the lowly, and he loves taking away the ones that are high. We are the lowly ones. We are the anawim, those who are in absolute need of the Lord. And he will lift high the lowly tree. He lifted high Israel. Israel was the least of God's choice, and yet he lifted high the place called Israel, and especially the place called Jerusalem. Why? Because the Lord has spoken, and he will do it. When God says something, he does it. God is the one who speaks the word, and the word becomes alive. When God says, let there be light, there is light. When God says, let there be firmament, there is firmament. God speaks the word, and he is very delighted to use the lowly and make the lowly strong. That's why God chooses the weak to make us strong. When we are most weak, then we are strong as we place our faith in Jesus. The second reading, we are always courageous, from 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 10. We are always courageous, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. He says that just the way it is. When we are on the earth, we are away from heaven. For we walk by faith and not by sight. I tell you, my friends, that is so important, that the Christian walks by faith and not by sight. Now, how do I walk by faith? What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is something absolutely real. We walk by faith and not by sight. How do I increase my faith? People say, I'm praying for more faith. No, no. Let me tell you this. I want to build up my body, so I'm going to pray that my body builds up. Nothing will happen. when I pray for faith, really very little happens. But the Word of God says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. That as we hear the Word of God, as we read the Word of God, we become stronger in faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. There's nothing like a faithful man, and there's nothing like a faithful woman. That kind of faith is contagious, yes. It is contagious because it trusts God. It trusts God. We walk by faith and not by sight. When I started this ministry under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I had to make decisions. The first decision was, would I give away one-tenth of the earnings that we received? It was a temptation because I had received $24,000 from selling my CDs or my cassettes, and sell them at a very low cost. And now what do I do with the $24,000? Do I take $2,400 and give it to the Lord, or do I say that I can be on an extra month? So faith said, give the tenth away. And you know what? 31 years later, here we are by the grace of God. It is totally by the grace of God. It is not because of me. It is not because of you. It is by the grace of God that I am on the radio speaking to you 31 years later. People say, how do you have something to say every day? I have something to say by the grace of the living God. We walk by faith, not by sight. I know that this is so important that we have to learn this, that when we walk by faith, we please God, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. I remember being on the beach one night, I told you this a couple of weeks ago, and this lady and man were on a motorcycle. And so he was trying to start the motorcycle, but it wouldn't start. So I walked by it, and the Lord said, if you pray, I'll start it. I said, you've got to be kidding. So I turned around and I said, do you want me to pray over your motorcycle? And the guy looked at me like I was out of Mars. And he looked. So I prayed over the motorcycle. And the next thing, as I walked away, it was running. The next day I saw him. He said, what did you do? I said, God just was showing you how much he loves you. And I gave him a cassette tape on how the Lord changed my life. I never know what happened to him afterwards. This is real stuff. We walk by faith and not by sight. Just a couple of weeks ago, our dishwasher was on the fritz, and Gregory said the dishwasher doesn't work. So I just prayed a little prayer. Oh Lord Jesus, fix the dishwasher. Now you might say, that's stupid, but I'll tell you, the dishwasher got fixed just from that little prayer. Sometimes it's easier to fix dishwashers with prayer than it is to fix people, because we have an orphan spirit. We have an orphan thinking we are not worthy. And you know we're not, but Christ makes us worthy. We have an orphan spirit, and we think that God is cheap, and that he doesn't want to do these things for us, and he does, because he delights in doing things for his children. Do you know that today? Especially if you are the least of the children. He delights in doing special things for you today. It is by faith that we walk and not by sight. We want to tell people today, you don't walk by sight. That's why we have a four letters a year that we send to people asking for contributions. I want to do five, and the Lord says, no, you've got to depend upon me. Four is enough. And so you know what? I walk by faith, and only four I send a year, every season. One is coming out very soon, and we are in need so that we can pay our bills, the bills for May, and they are very high. Will God provide? He always has, so I believe that he will. and he provides through you as we continue to believe in Jesus and to preach his word in season and out of season. Yet we are courageous and we would rather leave the body, St. Paul says, and go home to the Lord. Therefore we aspire to please him whether we are at home or away. How do we please him when we are away from him? We please him by faith. We please him by faith. Grace gives us that faith that pleases God. It is all about grace. Grace gives us that faith that pleases God. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that's all of us, so that each may receive recompense according to what he did in the body, whether good or evil. Our rewards will be what we have done. Our salvation is through the blood of Jesus. Yes, that's faith. I believe in the blood of Jesus. I believe that the Lord himself has granted us this great faith through the power of his blood. Do you know about the blood? This is very important. People do not preach the blood anymore. I am in need to be covered with the blood of Jesus for protection. I am in need that when I speak the word of God, that the blood of Jesus would help me by the power of the Holy Spirit to speak to you and to speak to others. This is grace. I need God's grace. You need God's grace. We cannot live without God's grace. We please God by living in faith, living in faith. And today again I say, you know what, we need money to pay for our bills, and I believe that this money will come in. Why? Because God is faithful. God is faithful, and he touches his people. God is faithful, and I believe in his faithfulness. He's been faithful to us for 31 years. Why will he stop now? God is faithful, and he will do it as we place our hope in him. We look at the gospel, Mark 4:26-34. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how the kingdom of God is. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." Jesus said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use in it and for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it is sown in the ground, it is the smallest of all seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. I tell you, my friends, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. You plant it, and it begins to grow. I remember many years ago going into a church because I felt like a penny waiting for change. And I said to the Lord, "I need a mustard seed of faith. I will never ask for it again. And I'm going to plant it in faith, and you let it grow. You let it grow." God provides the growth. We do the planting. I only asked for a mustard seed of faith, and God has provided the growth. And the Lord cares for us so much. He wants to deliver us from this orphan spirit that he doesn't care for us, that he doesn't have plans for us. Are you among the least? Then he has plans for you. The least are always his favorite. God loves to touch the least. God loves to touch the least. He always loves to touch the least. Look at the ones he chose. They were not great men. They were the least of men. And God made them to be he-men of the faith, martyrs, people that would give their life for Jesus Christ. This is very important because the apostles lived by faith. How are we to live? By faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave his life for us. I'm going to look at the man of faith in Genesis 12. This starts salvation history. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get out of this country, from your kindred and from your father's house, unto a land that I will show you. He did not tell him where he was going. He said he would show him this land, and he wanted him to go to this land. And I will make of you a great nation. This is a promise. And I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Hallelujah. This is the promise of God. Now what does Abram do? And I will bless them that bless thee. We bless the children of Abraham. I will curse them that curses you. And in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. This is a blessing. Now Abram has to receive this in faith or not receive it. You know, he had a good life where he was. But the word of God said, so Abram went as the Lord had spoken. Abram went. He just got up and went. Never said, okay, Lord, I'm doing really well here and things are great here. Why are you asking me to move? But the presence of God must have been so great that day that Abram just says, okay, I will go where you show me. He had no idea where he was going. God brought him 320 miles down the road apiece to Jerusalem and to Israel. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Abram had faith. Faith does something. Abram moved and followed the Lord where God wanted him to be. Abram is called the father of faith. He is the father of faith for Jews. He is the father of faith for Christians. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. This is exactly where the Lord was bringing him, into the land of Canaan, where the Canaanites lived. This is Israel. And Abram went. Isn't that wonderful? No fighting. He just went. Abram went. When God says something, why do we put a question mark? When God puts a period, when God says, I ask you to go, why do we say, you know what? I don't believe it. I remember someone coming to me and asked me to pray for them. In faith, I laid my hands upon them, and they came back and said the prayer was answered, but I don't believe it was answered. I believe it would have happened anyway. I said to the person, never come back to me again if that's what you think, that prayer doesn't work, that it would have happened anyway. God opens doors when we pray in faith. I remember a woman who wanted to get pregnant. This is very interesting, and I prayed for the woman. The next time she came to the service, I knew she was pregnant. And she said, you know, I'm pregnant. I said, the Lord already told me that. That's wonderful. And so she had a little baby boy. And she wants to have another baby. But you know what? She won't come back. I'm not saying that I'm the only one that has faith. But I'm saying that's how it happened the first time. Why not the second time? She feels ashamed. You don't have to be ashamed. We are not orphans. We are the children of God by grace. The children of God by grace. We are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light. But we know when it comes to light, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Walking by faith. Abram walked by faith. I want to tell you that the Father delighted in Abram. Why? Because he was the choice and he was the delight of God because he walked by faith and not by sight. I understand what it means to walk by faith. Maria Vadia tells the story of the man who had nothing, and he was at her conference. I've told this story before, but it's always worth hearing because it's a faith story. He had nothing, and he had a family, and she gave him $20, and she said to the man, "You put the $20 in the basket, and God will bless you." And the guy's thinking, I could feed my family for a couple of days with this $20. But by grace, he put the $20 into the basket. And when he went home, he was told that he was going to go to school for nothing and that he was going to have a job, and everything worked out. When you live by faith, it produces a harvest. It produces a harvest. We need to know that. By grace through faith, we are saved by grace through faith. We need to use our faith and use it all the time. When people come to me and ask me to pray for them, I pray in the name of Jesus that through the power of the blood that these people would be healed. I am not the healer. I pray through the power of the blood that these people would be healed. I cannot heal anyone, but I know who can. And he does it by grace through faith. Yes, by grace through faith. When people ask me to pray. Now we want to pray today for a man, my friend named Joe, that the Lord would be with him and that the operation he has would be successful in Jesus' name, that the doctors would be the hands of Jesus and do exactly what Joe needs. And we ask for a recuperating in a quick way in the name of Jesus. I do this in faith. I do it in faith. I don't do it by sight. We do not walk by sight. We walk by faith. Faith in him who gave his life for us. Faith in him who rose from the dead. Faith in him who is Jesus Christ. Do you know him today? Do you know him today? Are you not part of his body today? Do you know Jesus? Do you know that he answers prayer? Do you know that he wants you to operate in faith? Do you know that? Are you like Abraham? Do you do what God tells you to do? I'm telling you, God speaks to us. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me." Do you hear the voice of the Lord through the scriptures? Do you hear the voice of the Lord in your heart? Do you hear the voice of the Lord through other people? God speaks to us. He is not mute. Somebody came to me and said, "My minister or my priest said God doesn't speak." I said, "Well, you know what? Tell him God's not mute. He speaks to us through the Word of God. He speaks to us through each other. He speaks to us in our hearts. God is a speaker. His name is the Word. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And his name is Jesus. God is a speaker. I want you to know that. God is a speaker, and he loves to choose the insignificant ones and make them great. He loves to choose those that are not so that they are become what he wants them to become. Do you know that today? Or are you just having a pity party for yourself? Are you just saying, "Oh, poor me"? Well, poor you can become great in the name of the Lord, and you can make a difference. You do make a difference as you live by faith and not by sight. Do you know that today? That today God wants to do something wonderful in you. God wants to do something wonderful through you. God has plans for you if you live by faith. But it's all about walking by faith. Grace which leads to faith. We need to be a faithful people. We need to do what God calls us to do. The Lord said to Abram, "I will show you the land, and you just need to follow me. And I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you." And the scripture says, Abraham went. That's faith. Faith put into action. Abraham went, And he went, as I said, 320 miles down the road apiece. He could have said before, I have everything here with my kindred and with my friends. I'm doing well. Life is good. But the Lord says, move, because I'm going to give you a land. And the land is the land of Canaan, called Israel. And I tell you, God knows how to do things. Do you know that today? Do you know that today, that he's bigger than your weakness? Do you know that today, that he loves you with an everlasting love? Do you know that today, that he has plans for you? The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit between July 19th and the 25th. You can find it online, daysofglory.org/register. daysofglory.org/register. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.